Triple M remembers Charlie Watts of the Rolling Stones. He was born June 2nd, 1941 in London. The son of a truck driver, his father may have just passed on his skills from banging on the steering wheel.
I've never found anything that I like doing as much as playing the drum.
But as a kid, Charlie dreamt of being a saxophonist.
I wanted to play a saxophone.
And then a banjo player.
I bought a banjo and it drove me up the wall.
But when he got his first banjo, he found he liked banging on it to make percussion sounds.
So I took the neck of the thing off and used to play brushes with the drum on them.
And eventually, to his mum's disgust...
I don't know how my mother put up with it, actually.
He got his first drum kit.
They are the loudest instrument of all, aren't they?
Charlie Watts was always into the jazz. And it was Keith Richards who made him fall in love with rock and roll.
The funny thing about drumming is when you start, it sounds terrible. And as you get better, it can actually make you dance.
Like the rest of the band, he got caught up in Stones mania.
I mean, to walk on a stage and hear nothing except screams is just unbelievable. To actually walk on there and see girls fling themselves off balconies, it was amazing.
But Charlie Watts was never really a fan of the limelight.
I've never been interested because I'm not really a rock star.
Joined the Stones as an original member in 1963. In 1989, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a lifelong member of the Stones.
The Rolling Stones, I wouldn't mind if they folded up after 2 years.
He played drums on every Stones album and on every Stones tour.
From Wembley, Charlie Watts.
As one of the world's greatest and maybe original rock drummers, he described his craft as a cross between being an athlete and a nervous wreck.
You have to be pretty fit to play rock and roll. After that, it's a question of doing it again, again, and again.
Charlie Watts was the heartbeat of one of rock's greatest bands ever, playing with the Stones for over 60 years.
I've always said, if it stopped tomorrow, it wouldn't bother me, because I've had a good ride so far.
Triple M gives a full-fisted rock salute to Charlie Watts. Rest in peace.
This morning we woke up to the devastating news that at the age of 80 years old from the Stones, Charlie Watts passed away, the man that could make anything swing, and he gave us all a good beat, and somebody who has the absolute privilege and honour of meeting the man and going on tour with the Stones is our very own Matty O from Triple M Aussie, of course, drummer in British India. And you guys actually went on tour with the Stones a few years ago.
Yeah, we supported them the last time they were in the country. So that was pretty crazy. It was funny how it all worked, actually, because we had just signed a Mushroom Records. And one of the things in our contract, we were like, we'd love to go out for a dinner with Gadinsky. So we had a dinner with Gadinsky, and he was just like, hey, the Stones might be coming to town. And we're like, well, obviously, we'd love to do that. But the thing is, when the Stones come to town, all bets are off. Every band wants to play with the Stones. Doesn't matter how big you are. So we're like, we don't have a chance. But then, like, as, you know, the months went on, we're like, hey, you guys are still in the mix. You guys are still in the mix. And then we were just about to walk on the stage in Adelaide, and we got a call saying, you guys are on the tour. You're going around the country with them.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was crazy.
That is absolutely incredible. And for you...
Yes.
You're a drummer.
Yes.
What was it like meeting Charlie?
It was incredible because we didn't think we were going to meet them. It was one of those things where obviously they had two shows with support. So we were a Melbourne band and there's a Sydney band called The Preachers. So we had a deal with them going, we'll do the main support at Hanging Rock. You guys do the main support in Sydney. We worked it all out. So we had family coming from everywhere to the show at Hanging Rock. But as people in Melbourne will know, 9 o'clock in the morning, I was listening to Triple M. Gadinsky was on. Mick Jagger lost his voice. The show was cancelled. I woke up to, you know, messages from everyone going, I'm so sorry, this is devastating. We're like, it's okay, we've still got this support in Sydney. So we get to this gig in Sydney. It's the biggest stage you've ever seen. And there was this huge tent, right? And we're walking past this tent and there's about 30 people in there and they're all on laptops. And we're like, what are these people doing? And we're like, this Rolling Stones thing is a machine. So we get there and then all of a sudden these buses come in. It's the Rolling Stones family. You know, it's such a family vibe when they tour, and then the Stones appear. And it's like, it's something out of a movie. They've got their own security. It's crazy. And we're just watching this thing happen. We're like, we can't believe that we are a part of this for a day. So we're in our like little backstage room, and then we hear the Stones playing Brown Sugar. They're sound checking. We're like, we've got to get there. We've got to somehow get past all these security guards to the front of the stage. to watch this happening. So we're hearing them play Brown Sugar. Keith's holding a red cup. We're like, this is incredible. So we sneak around to the front of the stage and we're sitting there and no one notices us and we're watching the Stones soundcheck. It's just us. It's just British India. It's like this magical moment that we can't believe is happening. So then we get on stage and, you know, we're setting up our gear in front of them and I'm looking behind me. I'm like, that's Charlie Watts' drum kit. That's my idol's drum kit right there. I'm looking at it. I'm standing around it. I'm like, I've been, you know, watching, you know, these guys play like my entire life.
Today, Triple M remembers Stones drummer Charlie Watts, passed away aged 80, and the tributes are flowing around the world. Here's Paul McCartney.
So sad to hear about Charlie Watts, the Stones drummer, dying. He was a lovely guy. I knew he was ill, but I didn't know he was this ill. Lots of love to his family. Condolences to the Stones. This would be a huge blow to them because Charlie was a rock, fantastic drummer. Steady as a rock. Love you, Charlie. I always loved you. Beautiful man. Great condolences and sympathies.
Hi, this is Charlie Watts on Triple M.
Absolute legend, and he's been dubbed internationally as being one of the greatest drummers of all time.
The worst thing about drumming, I don't know how my mother put up with it, actually. I mean, the funny thing about drumming is when you start, it sounds terrible. And as you get better, like, so when you get good enough to do it at home, but it drives people up the wall. Have you ever lived with someone who plays the drums? I mean, it drives you up the wall, doesn't it? But of course, they are the loudest instrument of all, aren't they?
Most known for performing with the Rolling Stones, which has become the epitome of rock and roll internationally.
Music is really all about is passing it on, isn't it? You know, and that's the lovely thing about it. It can be, it's endless, isn't it, really?
The Stones swing in ways that, like, really almost no other rock band ever has. And it's because of Charlie Watts.
I have never found anything that I like doing as much as playing the drums, physically playing them. Apart from being at home and reading, actually hitting a drum is something I've always had pleasure of.
The Stones, it's Keith Richards and Charlie Watts, and that push and pull, Keith just pushing forward, and Charlie Watts like hanging back, creates this incredible kind of movement in every one of those Stones classics.
To me, it all counts.
Yeah.
Counts on Charlie Watts. You know, he's such fun to play with, and he's so on right now. I don't believe the guy just keeps getting better and better, you know, with less and less effort. And you look at the guy, and it's just as if he's having a cup of tea or something. You know, he's that effortlessness.
It's very easy playing with Keith. Very easy to play with. And if it's good, he's very complimentary about it.
Our very own Matty O'Gorman.
Mm-hmm.
Matty, part of the British India setup. And in 2014 was selected to support the Rolling Stones on their tour back in 2014.
Yep.
Drummer to drummer, you didn't get one of his sticks or you didn't want to pass. You didn't, as he was coming on and you were coming off, he didn't say.
A little knuckle or something.
Well played, so, lad.
so we got a knock on the door because we weren't expecting to meet them. From the most textbook Rolling Stones tour manager you could ever imagine. Like 6 foot tall, long silver ponytail. And he goes, all right, lads, you want to meet the Stones then?
Oh, yes, like, please, sir. May I have some more?
So we go to this area and there's this publicist, this lady who'd been doing it for years and years and years. And she has a look at us and she's like, you've got to look sharp when you're meeting the Stones. So she starts like, you know, making sure that our shirts are straight, our T-shirts are tucked in because, you know, we're meeting the Stones. It's a proper thing.
I love it.
So there's a walkway between the backstage and the actual stage, and we're standing in these gaffer tape markings. And their band is walking through. We're like, oh, my God, it's their band. Their singers are walking through. And then the Stones appear, and you're in shock. You can't believe it's real, you know? Like, they're standing right next to you, and I'm standing on the end. And then, it's so embarrassing, Mick Jagger goes, I might go and stand next to the tall blonde fella. And that's me. So I'm like, oh, my God, nice. Mick Jagger is walking towards me. Play it cool. Don't say something stupid. Play it cool. This is the pinnacle of your life right now. And it was quite an overcast day. And he goes, so you think the weather's going to hold out then? And I'm trying to think of something cool to say. I'm like, be cool, be cool. It's Mick Jagger. And I just froze. And before I went to answer, he'd already moved on to say hello to the next person.
No.
But it was an incredible experience.
I bet, Matty.
Because playing with the Stones, you know, it's like, you grow up listening to their music. So their whole gig, it was just like a celebration, you know, nostalgic. And yeah, it was an incredible moment that we'll cherish forever.
Matty, great memories there, mate. And clearly, especially for somebody like you who's grown up very musically, been part of the music scene, enormous influences and enormous figures. And particularly on here on Triple M, we celebrate rock music, the best kind of music, every day of the week, but especially today. Everybody's saddened by the death of the man that sat at the back, like you did for British India, Charlie yeah. Watts, dead at the age of 80.
Hi, everybody. This is Keith Richards on Triple M.
Hi, this is Mick Jagger on Triple M.
Hi there, this is Ronnie Wood from the Stones here on Triple M.
Hi, this is Charlie Watts on Triple M, and we'll see you soon.